Yes. Yes, Milwaukee. Welcome back. Fire show by Ray Nitti. No pun intended on the fires, but fire show by Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. You in the grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir. And man, every time this beat comes on, I'm like, yeah, I just want to just like pop the beat style. Pop the freestyle. Man, y'all are in the building and we got haze outside. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but you know, we got that purple haze in the building. I mean, outside the building. Milwaukee, picture this for a second. Before we even get into today's show, I got to get into today's show. A kid on the north side, seventh grade, sitting with a notebook, no studio, no manager, no plan, just writing because something in him told him he needed to write. He needed to get it out. And it's a lot of our kids like that. They're writing on the bus. I remember even my boys, man. We would ride the bus. We didn't have a group. We just recorded at a studio. And the studio wasn't necessarily a studio. It was my guy's closet. It had a red light hanging from the ceiling. And he put up on the walls of the ceiling and also walls of the closet, he put up the phone, and we went in there and we started recording all kinds of music and stuff like that. So I had a little brief music career, Zach. I keep teasing my freestyles. I might have to bring it out, baby. I might have to bring it out on y'all. But for real, imagine doing that. You know, you playing sports, doing all kinds of things. And then all of a sudden, you know, these words start coming out of your brain, out of your mind. You start putting them down on paper, the beats. And then from that point on, fast forward, that same kid is standing on stage at South by Southwest, touring Europe. Shout out to my folks in Europe, opening for people like Anderson .Paak. And then Hollywood comes calling. He's on the movie set in Detroit, standing across from Matthew McConaughey, playing his son's best friend and white boy Rick. This is a true story. White boy Rick pulled over. He got pulled over with $11 million. Pulled in over $11 million. White boy Rick. That's the movie. Pulled in $11 million in his opening weeks. A song of his blew up so fast that the actress Chloe Moretz tweeted out on her own millions and millions of followers. No warning, no campaign, just organic. It just moved her enough, just enough to share it on her page. And that's not hypothetical, Milwaukee. That is not hypothetical. That is the truth. This is a real man from this city, from Milwaukee, Milwaukee's own. And he did it all before he turned 30. His name is Ishdar. And at 2:15 today, he's sitting down with me for a full hour from making beats, writing, getting to a studio, hitting the big screen. Now he's in the studio, the Truth Radio, the award-winning Truth Radio. Can't wait till he gets here. Now, why is he here today? It's a good question. It's a really good question. I'm always asking myself, why are people sitting down with us? I think for me, it's to see the human side of somebody. It's allowing us to understand how they think, what we can do differently in order for us to see some level of success. This is our sneak peek, our 1,000-foot view, or 3,000 or 30,000 or 50,000-foot view at what it's like to reach the top. And we have people right here in this city that, one, want to reach the top. They have a desire. They made a way. They made a way to reach the top. And they want to share it. And this is a great angle. This is a great place to share that piece. So he's here. This isn't another guest booking, because I could talk to about 100 people and we could talk to them about making it out of Milwaukee. But it's just different. And here's proof. Every label that came calling, every deal that got dangled in front of him, every reason in the world to relocate permanently to L.A., if you've been to L.A., big city of dreams, yep. He said no to the easy version. And he kept Milwaukee as his home base, which is very unique, because in a landscape of a globalized market within music, you can have a real pleasurable time making it out of Milwaukee and just staying that way, not coming back. But to have opportunities to leave Milwaukee, continue your career, and still dedicate time to Milwaukee is a testament of your love. It's a testament that you had these pathways, maybe not as conventional as, the average musician. It's not conventional. You took a different route, but you decided to stay. So he kept Milwaukee as his home base. And it's not sentiment either. The man's been showing up in person. He's been showing up. Like so many of us, he's been showing up. Mentoring young men at the Vail R. Phillips Juvenile Justice Center, sitting with kids, the system's already written off, telling them what's actually possible from right here. What's actually possible when you are in Milwaukee, not from somewhere else, not on virtual, telling people, setting a speech, all that. That's a man using his platform the right way. And I want Milwaukee to directly hear it from him. Directly. What it costs and what it means to give back. That's why he's in the building today. Not just to talk about hits and highlight reels, but to talk about what it actually looks like to make it big, to stay rooted on purpose in a city that doesn't always get its flowers. And we're not going to say flowers today. We're going to say seeds. We're going to say seeds, because we're going to keep watering this young man. Young, because I'm definitely turning late 40s on Sunday. Late 40s. On the late bus on the 40s. So he's sitting down with us, and we're gonna find out. We're gonna get some sentiments from him. We're going to understand what's going on in his life. But I'm going to tell you what else is going on in our city, in the world today. And that haze you've been seeing over the city, it ain't a mistake. it's been taking the Midwest by storm. It's not fog. You've been smelling it. It's wildfire smoke. Yeah. Blowing in all the way from Canada and Minnesota, and the whole state is under an air quality advisory right now. Right now. Look, we're gonna look at this video. We're gonna play it once and we're gonna play it again, because I think y'all need to understand what's going on with this.
602, wildfires in Canada just blanketing smoke across parts of the country, including right here in southeast Wisconsin. The image behind me shows you exactly what we're dealing with. Well, the smoke is creating unhealthy air quality and very hazy skies, folks. Stephanie Quirk joins us live. She knows all too well what it's like. She's following this story from our live truck. Steph, what are you seeing in terms of that air quality and visibility?
Hey, good morning. Yes, we're actually in the truck this morning because of just how hazy and smoky it is where we're at. I'm going to flip the camera right away so you can see. We're in Port Washington, kind of by Harrington State Park, where we actually drove by the monitoring station for air quality, which our chief meteorologist, Rob Haswell, mentioned to us, too, and really told us to head this way and really check it out, because it's important to know for people that the air quality is really unhealthy to the point where it's hazardous where we're at. You could see it. You could also smell it in this truck, in the weather truck, which just kind of paints you a picture of how serious this is. Obviously, we know that everyone's impacted by this unhealthy air quality because there's, you know, a number of reasons, but these they're called tiny particles in the smoke that can travel into your bloodstream. This is all according to health officials. Some groups will be hit harder than others. Take a listen to what they had to say about how to stay safe if you do have to go outside.
Hey, Brian from Milwaukee, you're on the grapevine with Manon Sabir. How you doing?
Pretty good. I just wanted to address this. If we look at any map, the jet stream, well, I guess the jet stream got turned off because it, from all the reports I've ever seen with these news forecasts, the jet stream comes from left to right. Like if we're looking at the map of the United States and read it from left to right, just like you read a book, the jet stream is supposed to be coming from the left to the right. So if Canada is north of us, what in the world is making the air, the quote-unquote smoke, go south? Did the jet stream change? That don't make any sense. How in the world can the jet stream switch from east to west, from west going to east, to north to going south? It don't make no sense.
Who turned it off? I'm trying to see who turned it off.
Yeah, who turns the sucker off? And also, HARP is up that way up there near. HARP is up in Alaska.
Yeah.
They can adjust the weather up there. If they need to make it rain, they can make it rain. Right. Why are they not making it rain?
I can make it rain too, Brian.
They've been making it rain since the Vietnam War. So if they got a problem with getting enough firefighters up there, just make it rain. Also, I haven't seen any big recruitment drives of firefighters from the United States go up there and fight these wildfires.
Yeah, the fire engineers.
Exactly. Another thing, why does this keep happening every year? Why aren't they prepared for this? And who keeps setting the doggone fires?
Well,
I always thought Canada was cold as hell, not 90 or 100 degrees.
Yeah,
everything is switching around, so it don't make no sense. And none of this stuff is random. This is all somebody pulling the wool over our eyes.
Nas talked about this with Lauryn Hill.
Ain't none of that stuff natural. Ain't none of this natural. Nas, this is irrational. So I say everybody get masks.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get those masks. We're gonna make it rain. Hey y'all, we go make it rain. Gonna make it rain. Yeah, come on, government.
Out of your damn mind.
What's okay, government?
So that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play.
Government, make it rain. Make it turn the rain on. Turn the jet stream on. I ain't laughing at you, Brian. I'm saying it is strange. Like, we haven't had haze like this in never. So I don't know what's going on. You know, we got wildfires, and then the wildfires could possibly strand people in Minnesota, northern Minnesota. So, and it's a lot of woods from Minnesota to mid-Wisconsin. It's a lot of woods. But make it rain. I mean, I've seen a lot of make it rains. Hey, y'all, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Ishtar. Telling you, we'll be back with Ishtar. Because he's in the building.
Yeah, I'm in the terror. Got a head full of stacks. Better grab an umbrella. I make it right. I make it right. I'm in the terror. Got a head full of stacks. Better grab an umbrella. I make it right. I make it right.
At Milwaukee College Prep, we believe.
If you'd all like to move to the dance floor.
Shawty known to get banned, slurp me up like quicksand. She looked like a rave kid, all them gold wristbands. Shawty call me great white, stack it broad daylight. She gon' pay for date night, long as I treat that cake right.
We can't go to the mall. I'll buy you everything. And she like 10 years older. Said please no childish game. Said I don't care about nothing, baby. So that fame. I like you just how you are. Girl, you my sugar thing. Girl, you my sugar thing, baby. You my sugar thing. My sugar thing, baby. You my sugar thing. My sugar thing, baby. You my sugar thing. My sugar.
Makes me wanna
get up. Shorty tryna pipe yours truly.
Baby.
Ride with a milf named Julie. Too much it's unruly. Buckle up.
Chillin'.
Lil, you know I'm a rider. And nothing would be finer than to be in Carolina with a foxy little soccer mom. 50K on both her arms. That's my little Celine Dion. This a sugar mama song she taught me in. Russian girl, she's Shorty want that. Don't you worry, I'm Tony Hawk.
My sugar thing, baby, you my sugar thing. My sugar thing, baby, you my sugar thing. My sugar thing, baby, you my sugar thing. My sugar, my sugar thing.
I pull up to the city, asked how rich, little mama said pretty. She on the committee, I've done bad thick, real guapped up bitties. I hit a little shimmy. Every time I see him, a little gift she give me. Got me all giddy. NFTs, non-fake.
We can go to the mall. I'll buy you everything. And she like 10 years older. Said, please, no childish game. Said, I don't care about nothing, baby. So that fame. I like you just how you are. Girl, you my sugar thing. Girl, you my sugar thing, baby. You my sugar thing. My sugar thing.
The process and the end product are equally as valuable.
Yeah, I don't got it yet, but I'm trying. And I see that there's no point in me lying to you. Faces changing, yours ain't been two-sided. This year ain't been Kodak, but we can pretend. Like we dancing in South Beach, pretend. Like this car ain't got no squeaks.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Cause I ain't got it on me. No flights out to Paris, let's pretend. Yeah, let's pretend. Don't be pretentious. See more than what Tim's shot. Don't mean no offense.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir, and we're back after the extended break. Yes, I know we had an extended break, but we had to actually tee up our next guest. Our next guest is not a stranger to me. I've seen him almost in diapers.
Literally.
His name is Ishtar. Ishtar is in the building, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. Let me back up from this mic because I can start yelling at this mic, man. You know, the treble can go super high in my voice. So, Milwaukee, Ishtar is world class. He's in the building. He's here for an hour. And before we get into any of that success, I want to go back to the moment nobody was watching yet. Nobody was watching. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, Brother Manon, man. Thank you for having me, man. Still Brother Manon to me. So, I'm doing good, though, brother, man. Thank you for having me.
Who we got in the building with you?
Man, so today I got my brothers with me, DJ Breezy, in the building, man, the one and only, my dog. I also got my man, Liam Tatum.
Liam, what's up, man?
The GOAT.
Man, put your headphones on. Speaker. Liam is not. Liam is like in the background.
Hey, I'm just a manager.
His brain is on. His brain is moving, huh?
Content, all this stuff working. We got a lot of stuff in the works, so you know I'm always.
Always.
What's
going.
Next? What's next? What's next for Ish?
I like that, man. I like that. So, seventh grade. Nobody's watching. Mm-hmm. Notebook. No fans. Nothing but a feeling. Football, was football still going on around seventh grade? I know you played peewee football.
Mm-hmm. So football probably had just ended, like sixth, seventh grade.
Yeah.
I know right before high school.
That's yeah.
When I started. Right. guys got too big for me.
But you were fast though.
I was fast. Running back. Still, you know.
They couldn't handle you that speed though. You had that speed.
There we go. You know, still hold that record, man. Shout out to old timers, man. Running back.
Old timers, Racine.
That was Racine.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep. So Humble Park, man. Good days. Good times.
Yeah, man. And all the brothers out there supporting everything.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Pops was coaching, man.
Yeah. What was actually happening in your life that made you need to write?
I feel like for me, it was just being surrounded by music.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it was just kind of seeing it kind of gave us a feeling. And I guess around that time, we wanted a way to express it. Like I said, me and my brother, it was just, really just kind of that. I feel like being around it so much. And then eventually, let's try it. Let's just try it.
And you mentioned your brother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Big Buddha, man. Shout out Buddha Dar, man.
Ooh, man. Yes. How's he doing?
Buddha's doing good. Staying out of trouble, man.
He just graduated?
Just graduated. Proud of my boy. Got that paperwork. So Buddha's doing good. He's taking his time.
Yeah, what was his major?
His major was cybersecurity.
Okay.
So, yeah, he got that cybersecurity, you know.
He's here to protect you.
There we go. You know, tech.
he always going to protect his brother, though, and his sister.
If you got to hack some, you know, bro. So
hack my account so I can get some millions of that joint.
There we go. So keep the passwords locked. But, shout out, bro. I'm definitely super proud of him, man. But
he's always been like that, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, super techie, and witty, you know, kind of that bro thing. And so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, you know, you had a lucky break with the tweet from, was it Chloe?
Yes, Chloe Moritz.
What happened, man? Like, you know, how much of your career, you know, like yours, is talent versus just being ready for the moment?
So mine was, I'm going to say 50-50. Like you said, I'm going to say 80-20 because in that time, me, I was just dropping music, just kind of not really knowing what it could do. And so that was still early on. She tweeted it out. From there, kind of like instantly started, I guess, charting at that time on a Hypem. So for me, it was just like I didn't even know kind of what was going on until, you know, just kind of like the days, the weeks went by and we just see the numbers. And like you said, it was one of those things you just had to be ready. It wasn't even time. Next week, we're in South by Southwest performing. Right after that. It was fast.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so we was right in Texas. The song is still kind of like, still just on the brink of doing this thing. And like I said, before I can know, I'm having to perform it. Just be ready. Like I said, ready.
Whoa.
No.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, it was instant. Love it, though.
So, you know, I know your parents wanted college.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, you know. They did.
What a college. You was on the honor. You were smart.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, you're a kid, but you're not. You're an adult, man.
Thank you.
What was the actual conversation? And I kind of know it, but I don't. But what was the actual conversation that you had with your moms and the people Mm-hmm. You know what?
So that conversation, I always remember it. I actually was in college when I had that conversation. Mm. So left school, went to UWM.
Yeah,
I was probably in my first semester. I was trying my best, you know. I said, I was going to class, doing as much as I could, but I still wasn't passing the classes. It really just because I was taking time to do the music, mm-hmm. going to do shows, going to studio sessions. And so I think probably like the end of that first semester, I was like, you know, moms, I don't want, you know, you or pops, you know, y'all wasting y'all hard earned, you know, money, none of that. I think I should try taking just one semester off just to see. Mm-hmm. And so moms kind of agreed with me, which was a blessing. Like I said, shout out moms, pops. They were, you know, definitely understanding that, you know, just kind of seeing like, let's just see what he could do.
Right.
And, it, you know, never look back. You know, like
so it wasn't, it wasn't a big letdown, but it was something where they were like, deep breath, all right,
yeah, man, let this go. I feel like they saw it kind of. They were like, you know, we're just gonna, you know, give it a good whim, go out on a good whim there. And like I said, shout out moms, pops, because they didn't, you know, give me too much bite back anything.
Ooh, yeah. Man.
But it was nerve-wracking. It was nerve-wracking.
Hey, y'all, when we come back, we're going to talk about Ishdar and what his career is doing now and much more when we come back in 2.
About the grind over shadows, teach the spirits in my daddy house. Keep me in the funk, won't end up lost nor crashing out. The fruits of my labor gotta pay me. I was handing out banana to your eye clips with my clip. Come equipped, cause the world I thought I had ain't exist. I was pissed. Only thing I made a thoroughbred list of every corner that I turned and every moment that I missed. Here I am. I know I was wildin' for a minute. My bad. Drop out, but still testing physics. I laugh. Rather do this here with no assistance. For real. It's really the pretentious, mm-hmm. 8 figures from a sentence, yeah. Mm-hmm. And my tone is where I live in.
This right here, we back with Ishdar. Man, we back with Ishdar, and I'm excited. We were just talking about at the break. I always tell people this all the time, that every time we get great conversations, we get greater conversations at the break, because the mic is usually picks up about 50% of what we're actually thinking, but the other 50% comes out during the break. So we're going to talk about this song real quick, right? And, you know, DJ? Yeah. So you were saying that it was fire.
Super fire.
Talk to me about the super fire.
I elaborate to Ish a lot as far as, you know, a lot of the music that he has, both in the vault and publicly. Like, mm-hmm. the stuff that I hear publicly, I'm super blown away by. But the things that he has privately in mm-hmm. his vault that he just records day to day, it's so amazing, and sometimes I think that he doesn't even realize how amazing it is. Like, he lives it, it's his life, it's mm-hmm. like he's speaking, but to us, it's like we listen to it, it's like, wow, man. I always encourage him, I'm like, as many people as possible need to listen to this, definitely.
When we talk about, like, talent coming out of Milwaukee, right, we talk about talent, you could be anywhere in the world. You know, this is the saying, like, you could be anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here. And you could be anywhere in the world. You're world class. You are world class. I've been knowing you've been world class. Your family's world class to me. But you chose to stay. And it's not like, but you chose to say, ah, but you chose to stay. Like, I still got a career. And what's the version of this city that outsiders never are shown?
They're not shown a lot. Let's start there. I've been a few places. Been a few places, and you know, people sleep on Milwaukee. I feel like on just what our culture is here.
Yeah.
The artists that we do have, the food that we have, just kind of everything here is that's what keeps me alone. Is for one, and then just the love, like the people here. It's kind of like they say, it's no place like home, and that's I felt that kind of leaving. like I said, going different places. It was cool, you know, it was cool. But something always drew me right back here. Like, you know, the heart here. I can, like I said, I can build here, my closest friends here. You know, like I said, the job's just not done. So I was just like, we're gonna keep a seat Kobe. Here.
Yep.
You know.
There we go. He was waiting for that one.
I know he was that he had that speaker on the trigger.
But yes. So literally. So
that's, you said the job isn't done. Explain that because you know. Yeah, explain why the job isn't done.
You know, it's just, like I said, it's more to do. And I guess being in other cities, kind of seeing their scenes, their artists, kind of just how they move, I saw just kind of more opportunity. It's just some things that could be done here. Like, you know, as far as just artists, shows, just outlets, just, you know, a lot more that I feel like we could still do. It's like I've been to New York. I've been... I've just seen some really cool things, cool events. Me and Breezy just having this conversation is, you know, we want to bring some of those things here.
Yeah.
And, just kind of see what the city would do and you know, how they would react to.
You've been on the stage with people like Anderson .Paak and, and you know, other folks. That's a very interesting way to put it, right? The Midwest, people from Milwaukee, people from the Midwest, we have this work ethic. I always say this, we have this work ethic that people is undefined because it keeps going deeper. Like every time we go someplace else, people are like, man, this dude from Milwaukee, all he do is work.
Yeah.
Like he don't stop.
There you go.
Like you could go anywhere in the world, you could recognize a person from, you know, the Midwest because they don't need a resume. They just want to be like, all right, put me on a job so I can go do this work. Am I right?
There you go, man. You hit it on the nail. And that's, like I said, being in kind of different cities, but like New York, that was one thing I loved was that work ethic. And, you know, that's kind of one thing I just like, yo, I'm going to define that here every day. Like, you know, job ain't done. Yep. More jump shots, more jump shots.
Hey, that's right. He said Kobe.
Kobe.
So Milwaukee's hip-hop scene, it doesn't really get a lot of, like, national shine, but – what does this city need to do to get its full respect, though?
I feel like one thing is I feel like the city is doing a good job right now. I feel like as far as just kind of like the national attention from the past few years definitely has increased. So I feel like for one, people just need to just keep doing what they're doing, which I feel like is being authentically themselves. Like,
yeah,
you know. That's one thing, you know, the other cities have true to them is they stay true to them. And so I feel like Milwaukee keeps doing that. We keep on producing, you know, it's only up. Like, it's literally only up.
Yep. We got, I know, Chicken P, Big Frank.
You there
know,
you go.
All those folks.
There
you
go. You,
you know,
there
we go. A whole bunch of folks.
Free chicken, man.
Yeah. Free yeah.
Literally.
Let them go.
Free, come on, man. And literally Frank, too. Like, those guys, too, just, you know, really hug their sound. Certified too, that's another one. But I love, like I said, seeing that. It's just like they stayed them.
It seems like you have like, and I keep saying I know you, but and it's almost like when I ask these questions, I'm like, I know the answer. So I'm gonna try to ask it for the audience too. I'm sorry, y'all. I just know this guy. But it seems like when you say that, you're not holding back your sentiments of empathy and love for the people that are in the city. So you're not holding back. You know, a lot of people could ask these questions and be like, man, you know what? Yeah, they doing good. And then shut the door on them. But you're like, nah, if the door is open, I'm going to open this door.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to keep it open for everybody else.
And that's, again, that was from me seeing other cities. Like Atlanta, like I said, Atlanta culture was, it's one. You know, it's one. We all going up. And so you got to hug that. And,
yeah.
That's what I, you know, I seen. We don't do too much of, but we're going to, you know, slowly but surely.
Change the culture.
There you go. Change the culture. And, yeah, we got to just team up more. We got to hug, you know, hug the block together.
Ooh, man, let me tell you. So what's a Milwaukee spot, a restaurant, a block, a studio that shaped you that most people wouldn't expect? It could be anything.
Man, a block, let's see. People, I'm going to just say Clara Muhammad School.
Ooh. Ooh. Shout out to Clara. This is Clara Muhammad School.
Shout out Clara Muhammad School, you know. That's the first to do it. The first to kind of show me everything I need to know about the city.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the, you know, my favorite. And I still ride past it, you know, all the time.
Right.
Just
on.
Get that same feeling, like, this, you know, this is a start. You know, that's when we linked. So.
Right. Yeah. 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 For sure. Oh man, that's crazy, man. That's, you know, I'm happy that you said that, because school played a huge part in shaping you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was major.
Your parents been like, man, go get that education no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Mesmer, shout out from there.
Shout out to Mesmer.
Mesmer.
Yeah, the alma mater right there, too.
There we go.
I got you.
They did this thing for me up in the studio. So that was kind of my first, you know, first taste of music, too. So
you said it studio.
Yeah. So Mesmer, that was my first taste of like a real studio.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they had a studio.
Yep. So in Mesmer, second floor of the auditorium.
Mm.
It wasn't even open to everyone. But somehow, like, Wave discovered it.
And, oh, shout out to Wave Chappelle. Yeah.
Shout out Wave Chappelle, my brother, man. But yeah, they were already there. And second floor, they were like, it's a studio. You know, y'all can use it. Just don't be cussing. Nothing like
that.
Was
that G-flat?
That was G-flat.
G-flat. Shout out to G-flat.
Shout out G-flat, man.
Shout out to G-flat.
Again,
who's G-flat?
So that's Greg Flattery. That was a music instructor at Mesmer. I think he's at Carmen now. Mm-hmm. But he opened the door for us. And from there, we ran. Like, long summers in that Mesmer studio. Hot summers just recording. You know?
Hey, yeah, I know about Mesmer, that no air conditioning.
No air. Just windows.
Got like NPS right now. Hey, coming up, Ish talks about the young man he mentors, kids in the system that's, you know, that the system has already written off. And then we're going to let them get into the hot seat of the rapid fire questions. But, you know, we got a couple more questions for him when we come back in two.
Better with tweakers, this that water ain't garment in pieces, and the party is all about me. I like money, I'm good on them leashes, selling stamps, got grams and features, selling place to steak with wonton. Too trill when I still got a red beam, told DC for real, I'm about mine. I search high and far, I could not find, not a f***, not a one, this is Drex Glide. Got a ball on me, damn, I'm a nice guy, stupid fuck, I don't know it was satire. I'm good, I know what the sex like, yeah, I'm living my best life. Teeth gold, I'm rolling my pimp dice, 24 carats in real life. Still here with you, this real light, I'm rolling on E, but it feels fine. I'm back to the trap once the deal signed. I ran away up and I feel down, but I'll be all I can't feel now. I'm high as a b- I can feel clouds. I'm taking a risk, my chest is out. I'm taking your b- no necklace out. I know one thing, I'm better with tweakers. This that water ain't garment in pieces, and the party is all about me. I
like Yo, welcome back to the Grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir. And I was just tweeting, I was just hitting Sean Hinton up, because I'm always about collaboration. And it's, I know when we were talking at the break that I was explaining to who Sean Hinton was, and Sean Hinton was on my show. He's a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He's actually playing a pinky ring in Vegas with Bruno Mars. And I know it's interesting, because if a Milwaukee artist doesn't know another Milwaukee artist, the great part about Milwaukee artists is the fact that when you introduce one to the next, they're like, it's almost like the land of the lost. Like, man,
where you been?
Literally. So being able to like connect you guys over a 2-sentence text is amazing for me. And I really appreciate you coming in and me being able to actually help facilitate that. This is a part of my journey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, man, for real. And our Manon, man. Stop playing with Unc, man. For real. Thank you, Unc. We
Y'all cooking. Don't mess with me.
We cooking.
We got White Boy Rick.
Yeah. Yeah. Let him cook. Yeah.
So what was the audition process? You played in White Boy Rick.
Yes, sir.
You know, the big box gross was a big box office hit.
Mm-hmm.
What was the audition process like?
Man, so that was
with Matthew McConaughey too, right?
With Matthew McConaughey.
With Matthew. Shout out Unc, man. That's my other Unc, man, Matthew.
We gotta bring him out here to the show, man.
There we
that's
go, man.
Uncle.
That's my uncle.
That's my uncle.
Literally.
But, hey, you gotta say it like this though.
Uncle.
Uncle.
Right.
Gotta long face it.
But man, that process was smooth, Unc. Shot it right here.
Yeah.
Came through just one of our emails, music emails.
Mm-hmm.
did the audition with my shooter at the time. Really quick, like I said, I probably prepped for it for like 2 hours before, and then I just I was like, come on, let's try it. Shot it, and then you know, sent it away.
What?
Yeah, so it was really, really quick. But you know, like I said, I didn't think anything of it from there.
Woo.
It was like, let's see.
And so when you get on set, you're in where was it shot?
That was in Cleveland.
It was shot in Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you get on set first day.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the land of the lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, first time in Cleveland.
Yeah,
which, it was fun out there. But it was a learning experience. Let's say that.
Yeah,
definitely land of the lost. You get adjusted pretty quickly there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like my first day on set. I probably don't even remember my first day on set. I just remember going to my trailer. I got like my own personal trailer. Got to get dressed in, kind of just gather your thoughts before you go on set.
Yeah.
And from there, I went to the makeup trailer, which was that's where Matthew was.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, I'm still, like I said, taking it all in. I think I was still kind of new to who Matthew even was at that time.
Right, right.
You know, so I'm like
man,
ooh, you know. And so
I played opposite Samuel Jackson.
You know, literally. And yep, so yep.
No, that's okay.
Opposite of Sam. literally. And so I'm like, damn. And so that was, you know, from there it was just, you know, lesson by lesson, day by day. Mm-hmm. But still the best experience of my career.
What's one thing Matthew McConaughey told you, your other uncle, mm-hmm. Told you on set that stuck with you?
One thing he taught me, or kind of like showed us, was mm-hmm. just kind of like the art of being in it.
Yeah.
I guess while being on set. And that was just, again, by just being naturally him. He was like, you know, this is just me. And so we didn't know if he was, you know, in character, if he was rehearsing his lines. And that's kind of just one thing I learned from him was and he was rehearsing lines, but we did think he was talking to us, you know, like we were having a conversation with him. And this is just in between us shooting a scene, but to him, like I said, he's rehearsing. He's staying ready. He's staying in it. And so from us, that was kind of an eye-opener for me and Buddha. Like I said, Buddha was on set with me too. And so we were just like, you know, just keep doing what we're doing, you know. Like, and, you know, you ain't got to do too.
Wait, your brother went out there with you?
Yeah. So end up getting Buddha a role in there too. So Buddha ended up staying like the last 4 weeks with me shooting. Getting a role in there too,
white boy
Rick.
You pulled a Giannis.
Pulled it. Had to pull a Giannis.
Sign the fam.
Signed the fam.
I need that hat, man.
Literally pulled the Giannis.
Pulled the Giannis on him.
Yes. Yeah. So.
But your brother's a star, though. You know.
There we go. So we got. Bro, you know.
Yeah.
Bro, mm-hmm. winning, man. He was just coming to visit.
Yeah.
He was just like, you know, I love him. Can he audition? Like, hell yeah, he can. And he auditioned like the next day at my hotel. Got his contract, all that next day. I'm like,
wow. Y'all got y'all SAG cards.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we ain't even get our SAG cards, low key.
What?
Yeah, we ain't get our SAG cards.
Man, you need more movies then.
I need more movies, low key. Yeah. I'm gonna, you know, that's on the way. But
that's on the way.
Yeah
we gotta do that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, SAG cards. You might have to go out to Vegas for that one.
That's it. That, you know, I gotta leave here, you know, for that. But yes, sir.
That's exciting. So what do you say to a young man that's in the room who feels like the system has decided who he's going to be? You know, the system and the juvie system and the system.
Yeah.
Like, what do you say to that young man?
To them, I say, I got a lot of let's say, brothers who've mm-hmm. escaping that system, just getting out of that system. And I'm still, you know, very close with them. I say, for one, keep going.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that system is definitely, you know, designed for us to fail, especially here. And so I would say don't let that deter you. You know, don't let that stop, because I'm seeing even after that, people still, you know, going on to do things and accomplish things that, you know, in a sense, no system can detain you, you know. And so I would say just keep going, bro. Like, keep going. Again, free bus one, you know, free chicken. He in the system, but
yeah,
that's you know, kind of one of those things, especially here. Cause I hate it, but it's one you just gotta kind of you treat that as like a small fraction of you know
where you want to go. That's your life. Like you think about like life as a journey has a whole lot of journeys, and a lot of times we look at our young people. We look at our young people and we always think, man, you know, we write them off. When in reality, I might just need some therapy.
There you go. You know, especially here, I feel like it's getting worse here, especially with our youth.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying they're starting at, you know, 16, 15, and
be tried as adult.
You know, being tried as adult, you know, and I just learned that today, and I'm like, you know, that's crazy because – at 16, you know, we was going skating, you know.
I know you was skating, yeah.
So now it's like the city has changed, it's like the kids. It's, you know, it's a complete 360, you know. Not many outlets for them. So I would definitely just try to urge finding that outlet, finding something to just take your mind away from this crazy madness. Crazy everywhere.
And skating is a dope outlet. We need another skating rink, you know. Yes. If you guys are about to produce a skating rink out here in Milwaukee, please do it. And then Ishtar will perform regularly.
There we go. Residency.
A residency at the skating rink, which is kind of cool.
That's a great idea.
I'm pretty sure Craig Berry from Mr. B's is working on something. I think he was just on Jazz's show the other day, and I think he said something about that. I'll have to double check, but I think he's working on something.
Oh, wow. Shout outs to Craig. He's excellent businessman.
Man, there we go. You know, I was just talking about frequencies, mm-hmm. and this is the frequency.
There you go.
We're setting up the frequency. I know your mom's big on that.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to mom. Yes.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. We're not done yet. We're gonna take an extended break, and then we're gonna talk about rapid fire questions. But before we do that, we're gonna talk about your dad.
There we go.
And
pops.
Yeah. Man.
OG, man. 777.
OG. Yeah, man. Hey, y'all, we'll be back with Ishtar on the Grapevine. We're going to pick some more grapes with him when we come back.